is day 1606 Oral Shulchan Yomi. Today's Oral Shulchan Yomi is being sponsored by Bionis and Ezra Ben Hanafaygo for his chus for Shiduchim. Kosh Baruch should help him find a zivug very, very quickly. Today we are doing Yoredea, Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Siv Gimel, the Simen Shin Lamed Tes, Siv Beis. In terms of the remuneration of the doctor, the fee of the doctor. Because of a tour b'shem Rabban, the mutli to schar b'teil b'tircha. So I have to take the amount of money which corresponds to his having to desist from a lucrative pursuit and the amount of effort he puts in. Have a schar limud, but the amount of money which he had to pay in order to learn his craft, also he's not allowed to charge for that. Avedas gufo he. This is the person who he's treating is suffering a potential loss of his body. But Torah vashivosa lo. Rabosa avedas gufo. Torah said you have to make restoration to a person who loses something, including the loss of his body. From Minon, Bina as he has mitzvahs, and in terms of doing mitzvahs, says Mani Mechinam, Avatar Bechinam, just like do it for free, you have to do it for free as well. He'll schar chokma valimur also, therefore, to be paid, reimbursed for the knowledge and study which you put in is also. Avatar Avatar Mimutsa, but schar for the effort and the distracted from being able to earn money in a different profession is mutter akal shono klomar mitzchar chokma limud hukshomer lo kach sam ploni. This is when the mitzchar chokma limud is when he says to a person, take this and that medication. You can't charge that because that you have to. Once you learnt it, you learnt it. You know it. You have to do it. You can't charge it having learnt it. I was sholach eitzah cholah, but when you go to the sick person, I have a mitzchar tircha. House school is a tircha, and so too when you write for a prescription to the pharmacy, leading kach v'kach, that the pharmacy should give so and so much, so then having schar tircha mutzer, that is schar tircha, and it's permissible. Okay, it requires much more analysis, and obviously doctors charge different for the very different perspective of mine nowadays. Dalit mishiyesh lo sabonim, somebody who has medications, and the poor person requires them. Also, he is not allowed to charge more than is appropriate. Below now, this even if they stipulate they pay him a lot of money, because it's necessary. Because nobody else has his medications, he only has their actual value. But if a person stipulates he's going to pay a lot of money to the doctor, then you have to pay him that money they stipulated. He sold his knowledge. It has no specific value. Even though it's a mitzvah, a doctor to heal. Any mitzvah, nevertheless, which is everybody has to do. He was if one felt a lot of one person, and you only want to do it for such and such amount of money, and between the other, we can't extract it from him. In other words, can't make him compelled to do mitzvah against his will. Also, my medications, if he already was paid, exorbitant amount, we can't take the money away from him. Sounds like it's only with the doctor we see the money. Some say, even as we see the money, that pay him afterwards whatever exorbitant amount he charges. However, it goes out saying that if he travels to another city to visit a sick person, there's no question that they have to pay whatever they agree with him. That is a very Siv Gimel dollars are less than satisfying in terms of what actually our practice is today. Obviously, it would be difficult to reconcile it. I'm sure people have written about it. Shin Lamed Zayin. Shishmeru Militzar Eslechol. Be careful not to cause anguish to a sick person. Of course, the Torah wrote Cholosh and Mace. if there's a person who's sick and a relative of his has passed away, so you don't let him know. Because maybe you'll go insane or love. You don't rip his clothing. If a relative died of his, you don't cry. You don't eulogize him. Not to break his heart. And we silence those who are consoling if it's in front of the sick person. They burn the names from Mesechus Eivor Abasi, which also known as Mesechus Smachos. However, it's not an hour Eivor Abasi Mesechus Smachos. So the ancients brought some of these as Mesechus Loin Tzofanenu. And if we don't have them in our Masechta, can't even tell them at same law because we don't have the entirety of the Masechta. So this is what it means to say we don't let him know. And we don't let him know. And the chol does become aware of the mace. And quite a little kriya, we don't make him rip his clothing. Because maybe his worry will increase. Now that even if it's a mace which is not a relative of his, also. Lipkos last speed be fun of, because you're not allowed to cry and eulogize in front of him. Because as a result, he'll come to anguish. Lachin in the base of Yesh Avel. Therefore, in his house, there are people. There is an Avel. Boy Menachem Yitzlo, and people come to console Avel. Nidon Hameis. You don't let them speak with the Avel about the dead person. I guess in front of the Chola. Cause the Eagle of Tzara, it's going to cause the Chola anguish. Even if the father of the Chola died, or his mother, we don't let him know. We're not concerned with the Kaddish of Lomar, which he should be saying. To be caught in the it's saving the life of the Chola, which would be endangered by additional depression, it could take precedence. This thing derives from Shum Tzara Chola. Now it goes any anguish to a sick person. Would you try and gladden his heart as much as possible? And if somebody dies there in that house, and there's a place to remove him to another place until the kvura, it seems that it's required to remove him. Temporarily. But the saving of the life of the sick person pushes off everything. Kimmel, cholosh meis lo meis, a sick person who has somebody die, shai b'sayla, upon whom he has to mourn. Im lo yada koi mecholyo shemeis, if he doesn't find out all days of that he's sick, that the person died, chai b'no gabel shiavri, that he has to conduct some events when he gets healthy. Im lo yada tov shlo meis within 30 days. Avim yodem is that, but if he knew about it within 30 days, he knew about it. Absolutely no agabelos korayim. No, he didn't do full avelos because he was sick. Koko nevelos loyim aleshu aktsas avelos. It's not possible he didn't have some avelos. The might be simcha the mention simcha of his gilts and ironing with these bars and haircuts. Chetzim said, hey, potter long chagabelos. He doesn't have to do avelos afterwards. The kriya in terms of kriya is by mention shemem b'siyach the shemem. Let me clarify later on. V'da yishno ki achol also achmir le no agabelos and davishin kagabelos. So Chol is not allowed to be machir by himself to condemn himself with avelos if it's going to destroy his health. Even a chol who is not in danger, he's be careful not to sit on the ground or go barefoot in the skalka b'yoso if his health will get ruined thereby. The Rocky Shmor b'dvarim shlo yakil kol b'yoso. He should be careful rather that nothing should ruin his health. Shilachas din b'yidu shachol. The laws of the confession of the sick person. Even though we distance ourselves from causing anguish to this person, times like a sabbath, the semen shin lam hase if you, and therefore he wrote, Shemus Kindle in a video, we don't mention the matter of confession. Koko, nevertheless, Tibulon Chazal Chazal directly, Asim Roim, Shem Notamus, and we see that he is inclined to die. On Melashim Arvido, we say that he should say Vido. Bahashu lights, even though it might cause man, we should come, nevertheless, Eam Shalomus will Vido. Can't die without confession. So you could go though, this is a primary component of the death process. Schus l'nevesh, and it's a merit for the soul of Yilu Chayim about the way to the life of the world to come. For Raya and evidence this, Shari Kom Mumasim Mises Basin, anybody's put to death by by execution in Basin, Mizvani Kom Mises, and they confess it for their death. Even though they're criminals, we're not so concerned with their welfare. Koshke has time, so they were concerned with criminals, which certainly was concerned with a regular Jew. Sharei Achad Shemov Acherin, Achad, who committed criminally desecrated. The Cheren, by the Nuflu Arbem, so caused many deaths in Kai Yisrael. He goes on and realizes, Amri Yeshua, Yeshua said to him, Tein Todah, Kamar Yisbah, the Atzimecha, to say a vidui. Was that the Bel Chayel Mabah, this will bring you to the life of the world to come. Beis, the Vichel Mechil Melam Ma'alo Shizvah, therefore required the town to take him to Misei Bidui. V'chom Ashnu Chal Ashkit Ato, and any, but anyway we can pacify his mindset. Hachov Aleil Ashkit Ato, we have to pacify his mindset. V'kach Reilo, we say to him, don't be worried about the bidish. Many people say bidu below mesa and didn't die. Rabbi Shlois vadu mesa. Many people still did say bidu did die. Because Israel should kill anybody who says bidu has a portion of the world to come. If a person is so weak that he can't do bidu verbally, his vadu should do it in his heart. If he knows how to say bidu, yom melom arashamnu ba'alchet. Say the ashamnu and alchet. It says similar matter that's best. In many days, but those he doesn't know how to say vidui, only to say and more say. Misasi take kapora klov on the site. My death should be atonement on all my sins. Zay vidui kratz. That's a short form vidui. Ve'emel advarim elu bivnei am oretz. We don't say these words in front of him, in front of an am oretz, or bivnei moshim, nor in front of women, like that, nor in front of children. Shemivkum, maybe they will cry, bishbeliba, and break his heart. So about avoda, avera, this is definitely a crime. They've caused the front of Sarah to cry in front of them and cause them anguish. Yesh legarish hanoshim aktanim shebochim bodochai hachole. Should banish the women and children who are crying while the sick person is still alive. Kimel ikon tzorech liyo liros shemar vidim ba'odon vidato. It was important to say the vidim when he's still lucid. The shame of that club is not lucid, it's nothing. The video is a very prime component. Like it says, if the soul is guilty, it should confess. This teacher instructs us, that all those who die, require video. The short version of my death should be an atonement of all my sins. He and Mishnah Sahajan is a Mishnah Sahajan. Yesh Sefer Shechim Rechom Eglonim Mishmo Ma'avori Abok. It's a Sefer which one of the Eglonim wrote, which is called Ma'avori Abok, HaMiusar HaMir HaSachola, which is based on what the Kol should say, Mashim Ru, Pesukim Olav, and the Pesukim that should say upon him, Yesh Kom Shalom Olav, Osin Kom Shkosim Shalom, and there are places where those who stand by do like it says in Ma'avori Abok. Dav Rabbasein HaKamoni Kosim Shkabal B'yodam. The ancient rabbis wrote that they have a tradition from the pious people and people of good deeds. This is the primary component of the video of a person who is inclined towards death. I confess before you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, my God, the God of my fathers, in whose hands are my healing and my death. Yerutzah Menechel, it should be your will. Should demand for a shlema that you should heal me a complete healing. V'imamus, if I die, tein misosi kapra kol chatoim b'amanos b'shoim, that my death should be an atonement on all the various forms of sin. Shalatosi, shalavitza b'shoim, shalati menechel. V'seichel ki b'ganeidim, put my portion of ganeidim, zakeh lo mabah, and merit me to the world to come. Hatzom l'tzadikim, which is safe kept for the tzadikim, akam v'shoro. So obviously he wants to extend this further, just like the video on Yom Kippur, he certainly has permission to do so. Shilamit has Dini Goises, the law of the person who's dying. Al Shinim Rashi Misavim Smachos, we learn being Misavim Smachos, that Goises, somebody who's dying, Harek Lechai Chodvar, is still like as if he's alive, all matters. Zoykik Libum, if he requires somebody to undergo Yibum, of his brother of a deceased. But if he's the opposite, whatever. He can't do anything which will bring his death closer. Somebody who closes the eyes of a person who's a dead person, it means he has nefesh as he is dying. I raise a show with dummy, he's a murderer. I be showing him Shimitsara, baby, see Soso. even though we see that this person is has great anguish in his dying. Tov lamavus. As far as he's concerned, he better to be dead. Nevertheless, we are not allowed to bring his death closer in any way, shape, or form. The world and all it contains is belongs to God. This is God's will. Interesting. I'm not sure why it's a koshke, but you're not allowed to involve for him in a coffin and shrouds and kvura while still alive. Therefore, we don't tie the cheeks of a person dying. They should be varbe, so he shouldn't open his mouth very much. Also, we don't anoint him with oils. And we don't close up his orifices. That's just the amazing people do for a dead body. We don't remove a pillow from underneath him. That's just the amazing do for a dead body. Don't put him on the sand, or on patrons, or on the ground. You don't put on his stomach, not a plate, nor a tray, nor a dish of water, nor a grain of salt, which they would do with their body. He certainly don't say, I've noticed that people start, you should get prepared to eulogize him. You don't hire windpipe instruments. Has to pay for the eulogy of Mekonos and women to lament. And you don't close his eyes. Actually, takes an option until the soul departs. You certainly don't rip kriya. And you don't bare shoulder. According to the custom of their days, you don't say hesmid on him. Accept his death. I choose to die. But Kohanim should leave the house while he's dying. He's barim and simin shin ayin. This will become clarified way down yonder when we get to simin shin ayin.